Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup Special Edition Best of Extravaganza one-off episode series.
That's a big title.
Something like that, yes. I'm Jono.
And I'm Rob.
So we are doing a special run of episodes just to talk about some of the best ofs in the Beatles genre. Doesn't necessarily need to be songs. It could be other things. Last week it was album covers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this week we're going for a very special subset genre of the Beatles catalogue, and one which, well, you wouldn't pick it, would you, if you chose it, but we have, and we're going to talk about it by hook or by crook. It is the best Ringo-centric song. Now, I'll tell you, Rob, this week, I have not done a list, okay? So I know you might have ordered yours, but I looked at some of these and I was like, what's the point in ordering them? We can get rid of them straight away, maybe.
Well, you might feel that way, Jono, but I did at least a top three.
Okay, great. Yes. Can we talk about the ones that we can ditch? So first of all, there's only two that he ever wrote. So that was Don't Pass Me By and Octopus's Garden from the White Album and Abbey Road.
Neither of which are on my list.
Right, good. There are other ones that he was essentially the lead on. So I'll quickly run through them and tell me if I've missed any, Rob, but I think I've got them all. Honey Don't, Boys.
Talking about boys, yep.
I Wanna Be Your Man.
Yeah.
Good Night. Act Naturally. Matchbox. What Goes On. With Little Help From My Friends. And Yellow Submarine.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. So you've said Don't Pass Me By an Octopus's Garden, Gonski's.
For me, they are, yes.
Right. It's a shame. The two ones that he wrote, and you're just knocking them off the list straight away.
Well, isn't the story that Octopus's Garden is really very George heavy on the writing, but it just got credited to him?
No.
I think it might be.
In Get Back, the documentary, you see it. You see him playing it. And George is there helping out. But but Ringo's got the main gist of it. It's his song.
All right.
Don't Pass Me By. Terrible. It's kind of like plodding even for Ringo's way. Octopus's Garden is quirky and a little bit interesting, but completely out of place on Abbey Road. Like, just so much, like a sore thumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's like a children's sort of song and good guitar, though.
Yeah.
Really good guitar, actually.
Yeah. Hey, are there any others that we can sort of cut straight off the list from your end?
Well, obviously there are, because I only sort of went with three that I thought were good. So, you know, covers like Matchbox, you know, you could toss.
We only talked about that recently, and I can barely remember it. That's how bad it is.
I Want to Be Your Man. I mean, I joked. I know when we did that one in the rounds that, you know, they wrote that for the Rolling Stones originally, but when the Beatles came to record it, it was just a Ringo song. So that might show what they thought of the Rolling Stones. So those two could go off the top of my head.
So what have we got left? We've got Yellow Submarine, Little Help From My Friends, What Goes On, Act Naturally, Good Night, Boys, Honey Don't. Can I get rid of Honey Don't? Please tell me that's not in your top three. Please.
It's not in my top three.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I'll get rid of Good Night in that case.
Okay. There's something fun about Good Night. And actually, I think I mentioned at the time, there is another version where he speaks a little bit more. I think it's like he's reading a story. Mm-hmm. I think it's on the deluxe edition of the White Album. Yeah. Okay. Well, that leaves a few. What's your top three, Rob?
In which order, Jono?
Go third to first.
Okay. In at number three, I've got Act Naturally from Help, because there's a vibe to it, the way he delivers the lines, because it is kind of a funny song. Like, you know, they're going to put me in the movies, they're going to make a big star out of me. The way Ringo delivers the lines, it's almost like a sort of an, oh, shucks kind of delivery, you know, which I think is really cool and really sells the song. You know, it's almost self-deprecating. It's almost self-mocking in a way. And I really like that.
Because none of the others could sing that song, really, could they, and get away with it? Whereas it's kind of like, oh, poor old Ringo. That's
right. They could sing it, but I don't think they'd be selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I quite like Act Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
In at number two, I've got With a Little Help from My Friends.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. A highly ranked Sgt. Pepper's song.
Well, there you go. Because, again, it comes down to the delivery. And you say, oh, none of the other guys could have done Act Naturally. I don't think any of the other guys could have done With a Little Help from My Friends and sold it in the same way. You know, it's just a very effortless kind of vocal that Ringo does on it. You know, and I know, like, there's the Joe Cocker version where he does this completely different take on it, and that's a really great take too. But in terms of the Beatles themselves, I think only Ringo could have sung that song.
Mm.
You know, so I think that's very good.
Crazy to think that he's kind of the first proper lead vocal. I suppose Paul, the very first track of Sgt. Pepper is him. Comes straight into it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hmm.
You know, not that I'm enamored with that album by any means, but yeah, it is nice when you mention it like that. Which just leaves number one, Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
You know, I think it just feels like, unlike other Ringo songs, actually, you know, whether the two we've talked about there or any of the other ones, where it's like, okay, Ringo, you sing the song, we'll be your backing band. This feels more like a group effort, you know. It doesn't feel like Ringo with a backing band. Everyone's singing together. Ringo's out front, you know, sort of steering the ship. And the chorus, this sing-along, it's really nice. And look, I do have memories of it from primary school and actually infant school and all of that, which I might have mentioned on the show before. But I just think it's really good. It's not a track, if I think, oh, I'm going to play some Beatles, it's not a track I actually go to all that often. I'll make that clear. But in terms of Ringo songs, I think this is his best effort. Mm. Absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah. Well, it was a single, wasn't it?
Yeah.
After all. I have to agree with you on that, Rob. It's definitely, I mean, it's the most iconic of all of those songs, I think. In terms
We're agreeing
of,
on the number one?
I think we are. I mean, we haven't really talked about What Goes On or Boys. Boys, I just think, is hilarious. We've talked about that at length before. Mm-hmm. And What Goes On is like a little, you know, it sticks in your ear a little bit. It's, you know,
it's a real country and western sort of vibe.
Yeah. Like that pops into my head often, that song, for some reason. I don't know why. But yes, they're not top three material. I actually pretty much agree with you on the top three.
Cool.
Which is mad. But yes, Yellow Submarine just sort of towers above the rest of them, doesn't it? I mean, not just all the fun and the sound effects and all that kind of thing, but you're absolutely right. It kind of feels like it's a perfect Ringo song.
Mm.
Even stranger, I'm not sure if you've heard the deluxe edition of Revolver in terms of the alternate track when John did his his demo of it.
Right.
And it's a very different sounding song.
Really?
Yeah, because the lyrics...
I'll have to give that a listen.
Yeah, the lyrics are... it's John sort of singing sort of just solo with the guitar going, in the town where I was born, no one cared, no one cared. And it's quite... it's very, very different song.
Oh, that's interesting. That sounds less like a children's song.
Very much.
Yeah.
So I think moving it to Ringo and, you know, making the lyrics a bit more fun definitely helped. But
yeah,
you know,
and again, it's that vibe. It's the group vibe that it actually feels like the group. Do you know what I mean? That they're not just the backing band.
Yeah.
Saying, here, Ringo, have your star spot for this album. You know, it actually feels like a proper track.
And it's quirky because it is, but it doesn't feel like this is a quirky song like Octopus's Garden, you know?
No, that's right. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
There we go. Ringo, Yellow Submarine is our vote.
We're not arguing.
Great. There we go. Nice to chat about Ringo for once in detail.
Yes.
Even if we skimmed over a few of the tracks there. Matchbox, I'm talking about you. Anyway, that is that's this week's best of. Next week, another best of episode. We are going to be talking about, Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The best use of a non-standard instrument.
Oh, well, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, a little bit trickier. Yeah, no lists next week, Rob. I don't think you... Don't think you're going to be able to order those. So by non-standard instrument, we're meaning like obviously not regular guitar, drums, piano, that kind of thing.
Yeah, bass, all that, yeah. Okay.
There we go. So if you've got ideas of what it is, you can let us know. If you think that we've made completely the wrong decision this week and we should have absolutely had Don't Pass Me By at number one, let us know on Twitter, at Beatles World Cup. There we go.
That's it.
That is it. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.